From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Grand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Howdy neighbors, Mike Patrick along with Jamie Hagee, and welcome to Grand Country Rewind. 1 hour of the best in classic country music, and I'm quoting Larry Allred here. These guys play good old country music before they ruined it.
That's right. Larry nailed it on the head there.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jamie, and we've picked a solid gold lineup of country classics.
I think that's an understatement. Mm-hmm. As always, we'll let you decide if we're on target or not. Tonight's lineup includes Mickey Gilley, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, Marty Robbins, the Rhinestone Mafia, going to feature the boys tonight, and a gospel song from our very own guys, New Sal.
Our featured artist of this week is our friend Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer.
Yeah. And this week's Vinny's Branson moment features the eighth show to start here in Branson, the Wilkinson Brothers.
But tonight we're going to kick off our show with the urban cowboy himself, Mr. Mickey Gilley.
That's right. Gilley started out as a local singer in the Houston area. He had his own radio show, which led to having his own local TV show. After teaming up with Sherwood Crier, the two opened the world's largest honky-tonk, Gilley's Club, there in Pasadena, Texas.
Along came the movie, Urban Cowboy, which you may have heard of, and the hit after hit started happening for Gilley. During his career, he earned 6 Academy of Country Music Awards, 1 Grammy, and racked up 17 number one hits. He was also inducted into the Delta Music Hall of Fame in Faraday, Louisiana in 2002.
Our first song is one that was featured on the album Urban Cowboy 2 and was released back in 1981. Here's Mickey Gilley with that sweet honky-tonk whine.
Sweet honky-tonk whine, don't you know that it keeps me, baby, out of my mind. And all she left behind was some of that sweet honky-tonk wine. But I was out drinking and laughing, that mama and mama's home packing, and all she left was a bottle and a note said I had a great time on some of that sweet honky-tonk wine. Give me some of sweet, sweet, sweet honky-tonk wine. Don't you know that it keeps me baby out of my mind? Oh, she left behind some of that sweet honky-tonk wine. Drink enough to stop me thinking she's out somewhere holding somebody drinking sweet honky-tonk wine. Give me some sweet honky-tonk wine. Don't you know that it keeps me heavy out of my mind? Oh, she left behind some of that sweet, sweet, sweet honky-tonk wine.
Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you.
It was springtime when I found you like the flowers, and our love grew warmer with the summer sun.
In the fall, I could see your love was changing. It broke my heart to see what winter time had done.
Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you.
Spring again, you said that you were sorry, and the summer brought a golden memory.
In the fall, I saw your love was changing, and the winter brought the same old misery.
Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you.
From 1970, that was one of the most popular duet teams in country music, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, with Each Season Changes You. I liked a lot of their songs. I thought that was one of the prettiest.
Yep, very pretty.
And while we were playing it, I mentioned Jamie Hagee, that maybe he and Melody Hart should work that up and maybe could get a nomination for Duet of the Year on the award show.
We're not talking right now. I don't.
Okay, whatever.
I'll send her an email or something. We have to pause here to pay the bills, but you're going to want to stay with us for our next segment, because coming up, ooh, you're going to buckle up for this one. Our spotlight artist of the week is the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis.
You're going to be good. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country is the place for family fun, and our all-inclusive package has it all. Lodging at Grand Country, Splash Country Water Park passes, unlimited meals and beverages, family passes to all of our shows, unlimited mini golf and go-karts, tickets to Silver Dollar City and Dolly Parton Stampede. Call 888-514-1088 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
From 1968, that was Jerry Lee Lewis with his top 10 hit, What's Made Milwaukee Famous.
It wasn't baseball, I'll tell you that.
No.
Well, welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, it's Jerry Lee Lewis.
That is right. Jerry Lee Lewis was born on September 29th, 1935, in Faraday, Louisiana, and he began playing the piano at the age of 9. He soon began to copy and combine the music styles that he heard in church with that of black musicians that traveled throughout the area.
Jerry listened to both the Grand Ole Opry and the Louisiana Hayride on the radio. Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Al Jolson were some of his early influences. When he was 10 years old, his father mortgaged the family farm to buy Jerry Lee his very first piano.
Probably a good investment there.
I think it might have been.
Yep.
He gave his first public performance at the age of 14. With little formal education, he basically gave up on school around this time to focus on his music.
I think that worked out for him. Jerry Lee eventually ended up in Memphis, Tennessee, where he found work as a studio musician for Sun Studios. In 1956, he recorded his first single, a cover of Ray Price's Crazy Arms, which did very well locally. He also worked on some recording sessions with Carl Perkins. While working at Sun, he jammed with Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley, and Johnny Cash. This session, by the Million Dollar Quartet, was recorded at the time and released much later.
In 1957, Jerry Lee became a star with his unique piano-driven sound. Whole Lot of Shaking Going On became a hit on the pop, country, and rhythm and blues charts. By this time, he had also developed some of his famous stage antics. That's putting it very mildly.
Yes.
Such as playing, standing up, and even lighting the occasional piano on fire.
Why not?
There you go. Jerry Lee Lewis had such energy and enthusiasm in his performances that he earned the nickname The Killer for the way he knocked out his audiences. Jerry Lee was on a roll. Great Balls of Fire proved to be another big hit in December of 57. The following March, Breathless also became a hit and made it into the top 10 of the pop charts.
Jerry Lee Lewis has had a fascinating and tumultuous life full of ups and downs. When he was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's first class in 1986, there was a strong resurgence into his musical career. A new generation of listeners were introduced to him, and through the 1989 biopic Great Balls of Fire movie starring Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm. Who performs in Branson occasionally
now. Yeah,
he's
coming real quick.
Today, still performing, Jerry Lee Lewis spends much of his time at his ranch in Nesbitt, Mississippi, where he is happily married to his wife Judith since March 9th, 2012.
We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star. We start with my pick. This song was from the 1980 album Killer Country, and it's the song that is singled out for a lot of praise. The original version of this song was featured in the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz, and of course Jerry Lee has his own rendition of Over the Rainbow.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, 39 and Holden, also from the 1982 album Killer Country, and this song peaked at number 6.
Enjoy this week's featured artist, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over that old rainbow. I wonder why, Lord, can I? Somewhere over the rainbow, well, you know there's a land old Jerry dreamed of, once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds above behind me. Where kisses are melting like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over the rainbow. I wonder why can't I? He's out there somewhere every night, where the music's playing loud, doing all the 50 steps in a 1980 crowd. The dim lights hide his mileage lines, the clairol hides the gray, and he won't mention anything that gives his age. Burning at both butler, he's hanging it in. He still thinks that he's the man that he used to be. He's 39 and holding and acting 23. Lord, he's 39 and holding, holding everything he can. From 17 to 25 to prove ends. He's 39 and holding, holding everything you can.
How about that right there? The Killer, our featured artist this week, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Coming up next, we have Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, along with this week's vintage Branson moment, another set of brothers, Branson's eighth show, the Wilkinson Brothers.
That's right. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. It's the 30th annual Branson Fiddle Festival, August 24th through 26th, presented by the friendly folks at Grand Country. The fun begins Friday night with the Anything Goes contest. Then Saturday, five different divisions compete to advance onto the championship finals held on Sunday. With $10,000 in cash prizes, make your plans to attend. A special $70 hotel rate is available. Mention promo code FIDDLE18 when making Grand Country Inn reservations. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Like grown-ups to me, and we both look like we're both in need of a little bit of company. Since we both look like we both know what to do, what are we doing lonesome, and what are we doing blue? What are we doing blue? Came in here to kill a little time, maybe find a heartbeat, some of the vital sign, to make sure we're still living after all, after the fall. We shared a drink and a little bit of conversation. What we're feeling now really don't need no explanation. Since we both look like we both know what to do, what are we doing lonesome? What are we doing blue?
Why are we still blue?
What are we doing blue? Lonesome. And what do we do in blue?
Why are we still blue?
What do we do in blue?
That was Larry Gatlin and the Gatlins with a song which peaked at number 4 on the charts for the boys. What Are We Doing Lonesome?
Hi, this is Buck Trent. You're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee. Oh, yeah.
It's time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson. This week it's the Wilkinson Brothers.
That's right. The Wilkinson Brothers became Branson's 8th show when they opened their show and theater April 25th, back in 1981. The original owners and operators were three brothers, Larry, Gary, and Charlie Wilkinson. The boys' musical career began as a part of a gospel trio near the Missouri Boot Heel down there in southeast Missouri.
During the Vietnam War, the boys turned their musical interests toward country music. After their tour of duty, the family got back together and started playing music for fun.
That's right. Then they put a show together in the late 1970s and traveled every weekend doing shows in Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas. They began performing under the name the Wilkinson Brothers, and the decision was made, let's go full-time and get a theater in Branson.
There you go. They operated in their own namesake theater from 1981 until 1986, where they then sold the building to Boxcar Willie. They continued to perform for several years after that in the Show Palace Theater.
That's right. Right now, with this week's Vintage Branson moment, we're going to feature the Wilkinson Brothers with this song, and I'll tell you what, our own Gene Mulvaney. Gene Mulvaney, he was probably 18 or 19 at the time, singing lead on this one.
That's right.
Here's the Wilkinson Brothers with Gene with a song called Tears. That was Branson's 8th founding show, the Wilkinson Brothers, with our Vintage Branson moment for this week with Gene Mulvaney.
Oh, boy.
Gene Mulvaney from the Branson guest card. Singing lead for you there.
Nobody sings that song like Gene, I'll tell you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. It's time to pay the bills, but stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with the president and CEO of Entertainment News, Josh Clark.
That's right.
From Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. I'm telling you, all your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike, and myself, along with this week's special guest star from the Americana Theater, Nedra Culp, and Girls on Fire, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
That is right. Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country. Each week, we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA. And this one tonight features our very own band, used to be known as the Grand Band. We now call them the Rhinestone Mafia.
Rhinestone Mafia. The night was September 7th, 2007. Go back with us now. The boys are playing the fire out of the famous Flat and Scruggs song.
That's right. Here's the Rhinestone Mafia with the Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Lakes News.
I don't know if you said wind me up or wind me up, but
either way is good.
I'll take either one.
Either way. But look, before we get started, I know that we had talked about a couple things before we actually got started proper. Branson Terry Music Awards came out.
Yes.
Nominations.
Yes.
Sorry. So I believe there were three shows that were tied with the lead for the most nominations, and the Jubilee Show was one of those.
Oh,
shows.
Were we really? I didn't count that up. But
I'm pretty sure it was Country Vault, Clay Cooper, and you guys all had eight, and maybe the Bald Knobbers, and then the Hughes Brothers had seven, I think that's
well, we were very honored. I mean, that's always a big deal, and of course, the award show's coming up October 7th at the Jim Stafford Theater. Showtime is 6 p.m. We got to get that out. It's typically been 7. They're doing it, I think, at 6.
Well, you know, so many performers who are nominated have night shows, and they can't go. You know, last year when Miss Carey won, her father came to accept her award because she had a show.
Good idea.
So a lot of performers can't. So they're starting a little bit earlier, which is cool. And for those of you guys that are listening that are fans of the Branson entertainment scene and the shows and whatnot, this is your chance to go and rub shoulders.
Actually
be a part of, because that's just it, man. I mean, people hang out in the lobby before, during the show, people kind of chat and have a good time, and it's just a good way to be a part of the Branson community.
It really is. And if you want tickets, call All Access Branson 332-2121, or their website is allaccessbranson.com. Those are great ladies.
They
over
really
there.
Are good
I went out
ladies,
and hung out
man.
With those girls last night. They sell a lot of tickets for us, and so we've been planning for over a year. Hey, we ought to go have dinner. Mm-hmm. We ought to do something. So I had a good time with them last night, and man, they do a great job
and
offer a great service. If you're coming to Branson, they can plan your trip. They deliver your tickets to your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They take real good care of you.
They really do. They're one of the better businesses that do that here in town. They're good people, and they care about your vacation experience.
Absolutely.
As well as the folks that are here in town. And speaking of vacation experience, you know, I don't often get a chance to play tourist. Like, even when there's a new attraction or a show opening, I still have to go and cover it. I have to go and report on this and that. Well, I had some family in town, and in addition to about being killed from being drug all over the place with these people, I actually got to play tourist. They saw a couple shows. We went out to Silver Dollar City, and we had the youngest was, I think, 8 years old.
Okay.
And then the oldest was my Aunt Wanda, who's like 64, 63,
okay.
something
She's
like
still
that.
A kid.
Right. And there were everybody, every age in between, my cousin and his wife around my age, my nephew, all these. Man, they had so much fun. And I tell you what, dude, we went to Silver Dollar City, which they loved. Mm-hmm. They absolutely, I mean, who don't love Silver Dollar City?
Right.
I made them watch I can remember being a kid going to amusement parks, and all we wanted to do was ride.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we want to do. And mom and dad were like, no, we're going to watch this show, or we're going to sit and watch this glass blower, this or that or the other. But you know, when you're kids, all you want to do is go. We stopped and hung out with the Cajun Connection for a little while.
Aren't they great?
Oh, they're so awesome. And this is the last year they're going to be there, guys. So really get out and go see them. So, but the kids actually enjoyed it, you know, after we made them sit there and watch. But in addition to Silver Dollar City, man, they are still talking about The Amazing Pet Show. They loved it so much, dude, still to this day. And what's really funny is mom was way more excited about the show than anybody else. And mom's like, how does he train those house cats? That's ridiculous. I can't get a cat to do anything. And he trained them to do all those tricks and everything. They loved it, dude. They absolutely loved
great.
It.
Did any of them get on stage?
Yeah, actually. Not only did some of the kids get on stage, but my cousin John was picked as the dad to get up and sing the duet with Shannon. So we have video for that, and he has sworn revenge if we post it on Facebook.
Yeah, you know where that's going to happen.
Yeah. But they also went over. So my little nephew had his birthday party, so we went and had it at the Fun Spot.
Oh, cool.
Play games, did go-karts and all that stuff. And then they went over and hung out at Splash Country. They spent an entire day, and mama said, well, shoot, next time we come back, we'll just stay at Grand Country. I'm like, hey, you know, you could do a whole lot worse.
Well, quoting me, it's all right here.
That's right.
And it really is. And we have some great packages. Mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned that, some great value packages. There's a two-night stay. Then there's the all-inclusive program. The all-inclusive includes all your meals, tickets to Silver Dollar City, as well as Dolly Parton Stampede. It takes the worry out of your vacation. I mean, all you got to do is worry about having fun.
And you're right here, man. You're in the middle of town when you're staying at Grand Country, you know. And there again, if you're a dad who has one of those long days and your feet hurt, you just a hop, skip, and a jump from a cool watering hole right across the road.
Our good friends at the Outback.
That's right.
Take good care of that.
That's right.
We, you know, in the Outback Pub, I'll say this. They have great food over there.
They
It's well managed. And Larry Allred. Our own Larry Allred. You can see him and the boys every Saturday night at 5:30 to 7.
That's it.
Larry and Watt 4.
Yeah, Watt 4 with a question mark. Like, he don't know which ones are going to show up. You know, him and three other people are going to be there.
I was playing tambourine with the boys last week. They needed a crowd. So, anyway, I showed up. Lots of things going on. Stay up with Josh. Multiple places.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonTriLazyNews.com. Every Thursday on your newsstand with Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK here locally. And then we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
You have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Red. ribbon of darkness over me. Since my true love walked out the door, tears I never had before, ribbon of darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head that chill the day and hide the sun, that shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, don't want to see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away, ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away, ribbon of darkness over me.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. Grand Country is the place for family fun, and our all-inclusive package has it all. Lodging at Grand Country, Splash Country Water Park passes, unlimited meals and beverages, family passes to all of our shows, unlimited mini golf and go-karts, tickets to Silver Dollar City and Dolly Parton Stampede. Call 888-514-1088 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We hope you've had a good time with us, and we hope we've played something that you like. If there's a specific song you'd like to hear, you can always email us at rewind@grandcountry.com, and we'll see if we can get it on the air for you.
And don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we have Branson Country USA. Join us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest star from the Americana Theater, Nedra Culp and Girls on Fire. That'll all be coming up next, right here on Branson Country USA.
Here with this week's gospel songs, the boys, New South. Going to be some changes made.
God spoke to the old-time prophets, said write it so the world can know. This message is, I'm coming back, so be prepared to go. Don't stumble if the load gets heavy, and you can make it on the uphill grade. And when you reach old Jordan's levee, there's gonna be a lot of changes made.
I said there's gonna be some changes made.
A lot of changes made. When I first behold his face, then I'll gladly make the trade. For a brand new life that'll be forever, if my pain and sorrow never gave. Who's gonna play a brand new song that day?
In a shiny new car, my wealth in any direction, well, it can't take me very far.
about pain and sorrow. Some changes, when I first behold his face, then I'll gladly make the trade for a brand new life that'll be forever. Where my pain and sorrow never gave, who's gonna play a brand new song that day's never played? Oh, there's gonna be some changes made. I said there's gonna be some changes made.
Been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.